Madhava Kunja Vihari. You can play.
Kunja Vihari.
Gopi Jana Bhalava Girivara. Gopi Jana Bhalava Girivara Dhari.
Gopi Jana Bhalava
Girivara
Dhari.
Jaya Radha. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jaya Radha
Madhava Kunja Vihari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Yamatira Banacha. Yamuna Tera Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jaya Radha Madhava Rata Madhava Shirate. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jai Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Sri Radhe. Jai Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sri Radhe. Jai Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Lalita Visaka, Lalita Visaka, Lalita Visaka, Jaya Lalita Visaka. Jaya Gaurani Tai, Gaurani Tai, Gaurani Tai, Jaya Gaurani Tai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Gitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Go Haribo. Gitai Go Shikana Premanande. The internet doesn't work. Pran Govinda Prabhu, can we have the temples? Internet possible? Well, I can. This one? Temple webcam?
Yeah.
You do it. Yeah. Krishna is there. If you go to your session. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Shrimati Gopa, Krishna Goswami, Itamani, Prabhupada, Sayasaya, Itamani, Prakasa, Bhuti, Yaja, Pachara, Kriva, Sahara, Bhakti, Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Aschatadeshatarini. Oma Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagamuragunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Adha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Ivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Ghaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Text number 10.
Ahani apritarta karananisi nisayana. Nana manurata di yakshana bhagna nidran. Deva hatarta rachana risayopi deva. Yusmat pasanga bimukahi hasam saranti.
Somebody else? The book.
Thank you.
Word for word meaning, ani. During the daytime. Aprita. Engaged. Arta. Distressing engagement. Karana. Senses. Nishi. At night. Nishayana. Insomnia. Nana. Various. Manurata. Mental speculations. Dia. By intelligence. Shana. Constantly. Bhagna. Broken. Nidra. Sleep. Daiva. Superhuman. Ahata Arta. Frustrated. Rachana. Plans. Vishaya. Great sages. Api. Also. Diva. O my Lord. Yushma. Your lordships. Prasanga. Topic. Vimukha. Turned against. Iha. In this material world. Samsaranti. Durotate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So the purport is quite lengthy. It's about 3 pages. So we're just going to touch upon like a page. And it'll be continued tomorrow, the next speaker. Translation. Such non-devotees engage their senses in very troublesome and extensive work, and they suffer insomnia at night because their intelligence constantly breaks their sleep with various mental speculations. They are frustrated in all their various plans by supernatural power. Even great sages, if they are against your transcendental topics, must rotate in this material world. Everybody, please repeat. Such non-devotees engage their senses in very troublesome and extensive work. And they suffer insomnia at night because their intelligence constantly breaks their sleep with various mental speculations. They are frustrated in all their various plans by supernatural power. Even great sages, if they are against your transcendental topics, must rotate in this material world. Purport. As described in the previous verse, people who have no taste for the devotional service of the Lord are occupied in material engagements. Most of them engage during the daytime in hard physical labor. Their senses are engaged very extensively in troublesome duties in the gigantic plants of heavy industrial enterprise. The owners of such factories are engaged in finding a market for their industrial products, and the laborers are engaged in extensive production involving huge mechanical arrangements. Factory is another name for hell. At night, hellishly engaged persons take advantage of wine and women to satisfy their tired senses, but they are not even able to have sound sleep because their various mental speculative plans constantly interrupt their sleep. Because they suffer from insomnia, sometimes they feel sleepy in the morning for lack of sufficient rest. By the arrangement of supernatural power, even the great scientists and thinkers of the world suffer frustration of their various plans, and thus rot in the material world birth after birth. A great scientist may make discoveries in atomic energy for their quick destruction of the world, and may be awarded the best prize in recognition of his service or disservice. But he also has to undergo the reactions of his work by rotating in the cycle of repeated births and deaths under the superhuman law of material nature. All these people are against the principle of devotional service, are destined to rotate in this material world without fail. This verse particularly mentions that even sages who are averse to the principles of devotional service to the Lord are also condemned to undergo the terms of material existence. Not only in this age, but formerly also, there were many sages who tried to invent their own systems of religion without reference to devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But there cannot be any religious principle without devotional service to the Lord. The Supreme Lord is the leader of the entire range of living entities, and no one can be equal to or greater than him. Even the Lord's impersonal feature and all-pervading localized feature cannot be on an equal level with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there cannot be any religion or system of genuine philosophy for the advancement of the living entities without the principle of devotional service. The impersonalists who take much trouble in penance and austerity for self-liberation may approach the impersonal Brahma-jyoti, but ultimately, because of not being situated in devotional service, they glide down again to the material world to undergo another term of material existence. This is confirmed as follows. Yinye ravilaksha vimukkamaninas cha ashtababad abhishuddha buddhaya aruya kvichena parampadam tata patanti adonadradita syusmad angraya. Persons who are falsely under the impression of being liberated without devotional service to the Lord may reach the goal of the Brahma Jyoti, but because of their impure consciousness and for want of shelter in the Vaikuntha Lokas, such so-called liberated persons again fall down into the material existence. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text 32. Anirpitarta karana nisi nisayana nana manurata diyashana bhagnidra devatarta rachana risayopi deva yusmat prasanga vimukha iha samsaranti. So Lord Brahma is speaking here. He is the first living being in our universe, Chaturmukh Brahma. According to the scriptures, there are practically unlimited universes in the material world. Even though the material world consists of 1/4 of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God consists of both material and spiritual worlds. And Srila Prabhupada compared our universe, it's like in the bag of mustard seed. One mustard seed in a bag full of mustard seed. What is the ratio of that? Practically 0.00000001%. And our Lord Brahma, Srila Prabhupada says, he is pure enough to be the head of our sampradaya. Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. He is the topmost jiva in our universe. In every universe in the material world, there is one Lord Brahma. Remember that story where Lord Brahma went to see Lord Krishna in Dwarka? So the Chokidars says, "Who are you?" "Oh, I am Brahma. I am the father of the Kumaras, the first population of the four Kumaras." So he says, "You go and tell Lord Krishna," because he said they don't know. Just to test the humility of Lord Brahma. He was not expecting to see so many Lord Brahmas already having darshan of the Lord. And not everyone are aware that they're the only ones who are seeing Lord Krishna. 1,000 heads, 100 heads, 10,000 heads. So many Lord Brahmas. And he says that when Lord Brahma offer obeisances to Lord Krishna, all the Lord Brahmas, they made this, you know, they have its own like helmet. So when they touch, I wonder how they can do that. If you have 1,000 heads all at the same time. But this is the nature of spiritual subject matter. It's inconceivable. So Lord Brahma, he's the first living being. And somehow or other, he is having this vision of what's the future. He's the first living being, there is nobody else, and he was asked to do this creation. He is the engineer, the ultimate. He came from the lotus flower that sprouted from the abdomen of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. All the incarnations in our universe of the Supreme Lord came from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. And then Garbhodakashaya Vishnu came from Mahavishnu. And the Mahavishnu came from the second expansion of Lord Shankarsan. Quadrupole. Second quadrupole, that's second Shankarsan. And then, previous to that, the first quadrupole Shankarsan. Padyumna, Aniruddha, and who? Vasudev, and then from originally from Lord Krishna. So Lord Brahma is like Trikalaya. There's no one there yet, but he's talking about non-devotees engaging in what we call nowadays Ugra Karma. Ugra Karma means in the mode of passion, mode of ignorance. We're talking about like city life. I've seen here in New Ramanreti and in the Lachowa area, it's more in the mode of goodness. You don't see a lot of breakneck speed cars. Oh, maybe devotees who want to catch up the Mangal Artik, they will drive 80 miles per hour. But you don't see like, you know, 104, 110 high-rise buildings here. Isn't it? You go to downtown Alachua or downtown Gainesville, it's not so much. But you go to the big cities, and Prabhupada considered that as Ugra Karma. They're fools. They're trying to, what are the fools? What is the meaning of a fool? A fool means he wants to be happy, but he doesn't know where to look for it. He's like a donkey. Huh? Was thinking, was carrying the heavy load of the dobiwala, you know, like the laundry. And the donkey doesn't know, because for some food he will do it. And sometimes you've seen a picture of a carrot being in front of the donkey. And he doesn't know that it just go on the side. So much green grasses. So this is the nature of the conditioned souls. The ultimate cause of our being unhappy is that we don't accept that there is an ultimate creator. When we come to the conclusion that there is a source of everything, and he is also the reservoir of pleasure whom we should take shelter upon, then we will be looking for such happiness which we will not be fully satisfied. It's impossible. Look at Ravana. Ravana also is the epitome of an Ugra Jati. That Ugra Jati is like the worshipper of Ugra Karma civilization. He wanted to build a staircase that will lead him to the heavenly planets. Why? Because in the heavenly planets, there are more facilities for sense enjoyment. But some of the demigods, they acquired that position by performing pious activities. As Prabhupada says, if one performs pious activities like building hospitals for the sick, feeding the poor, or giving shelter to the homeless, then after performing that austerities or sacrifice, which is mundane, because also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the cowherd boys, they attained being, having that privilege to play with Lord Krishna after performing hips and hips of pious activities. Krita punya punya. The pious activities, though, is the opposite of the mundane pious activities. There is no way that one can go back home, back to Godhead, by building hospitals and so on. Feeding the poor. Such happiness is temporary. And because the soul is eternal, it will not fully satisfy the soul. It will become frustrated. So Ugra Karma, all this, what fulfilling, engaging the senses in a very troublesome and extensive work. extensive work. Everything is just srama hi eva kevalam. Everything will be just a useless labor, waste. Look, in America, when Prabhupada came here also, he saw there are some homeless people. America, the greatest country in the world. And one president says, make America great again. What happened to America? Huh? You go to some places in California, they will have city of tents. They're homeless people and they cannot do anything about it. And they will be just besides big establishments. Why cannot they do anything about it? Oh yeah, they try to do something. They will build housing projects for them, right? So they will go for some time, but then they'll become bored. They'll come back again to the streets. So Ravana's hope and dream is a failure. If he is not able to do it, who are we to try? He's a big demon. You know, demons, they have their pleasure is like greater than the demigods. Why? Because the demons, their pleasure is uninterrupted. No one disturbs them. The demigods, their pleasure is being disturbed. By who? By the demons. Is that correct? No demigods can, you know, they're always fearful of the demons. And Prabhupada says the difference between the demons and the demigods is that both, they know there is God. The demigods, they acknowledge the Supreme Lord and they abide by His instructions. Now the demons, like Hiranyakashipu, he knows the soul. He knows the nature of the soul. When he's trying to pacify and console his family members after Hiranyaksha was killed by Varahadev, he was teaching them about the soul. That you don't worry, soul is eternal. It just goes on after death. But he does not accept the Supreme Lord. He does not accept the supremacy. On the other hand, he wanted to be God. He wanted to kill God. So this is the modern civilization. They don't accept that there is the controller, supreme controller of everything. They think that they are the controller. And therefore, they suffer a lot. And the translation here says they suffer insomnia at night. They cannot sleep because their mind is occupied, troubled. Prabhupada also is not sleeping that much, isn't it? How many hours Panchatantra Prabhu Prabhupada would sleep? There you go. Great personalities are like that also. Even Einstein. Great man. They rarely sleep like what we do. Nowadays, if I sleep for 4 hours, 5 hours, I'm okay. The older you go, the sleep is shorter. But we're not like disturbed like the materialist. We're always thinking, oh, what shall I do for Krishna? Prabhupada will write books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, so short, sleep, but not being disturbed due to material desires. They cannot sleep because they're always thinking of Krishna. What to do for Krishna is the opposite. So, They are engaged in daytime in hard physical labor, and the senses are engaged in very extremely troublesome duties. They cannot figure it out how to increase more and more their enjoyment, to enjoy the sense objects with their senses. And therefore, being dissatisfied, they are unhappy. For the devotees in the early days, if they have rice, dal, sabji, and chapati, they'll be satisfied. Like yesterday, we had a nice prasadam. It's very simple. No, not, like a big course. The materialists, they cannot sleep. They cannot enjoy life, actually. They have this song. I mentioned this yesterday. There was a song in the 80s, "I Hate Mondays." Yeah? The song became popular because they can relate to it, the materialist. And then there is a saying, "Thank God it's Friday." Why? Because they're sick and tired of working. Who wants to work hard like an ass and they don't have time for their family? They don't have time how to enjoy. Sometimes 16 hours work. I met a devotee in New Jersey when he first came to America. He was working for 16 hours. His employer is taking advantage of him. He's an IT. They were like, he replaced the work of other four persons. So the employer is taking advantage of him because he's only paid the same amount for a single person. And he says, "Maharaj, I'm at work practically all the time. And my wife is feeding me. I'm in computer the whole time. And my wife is feeding me while I'm working." Can you imagine this? That is hellish. That's what Prabhupada says here. Remember, factory is another name for hell. Hare Krishna. We're very fortunate here. We have such an enjoying life. Of course, we have to share this to others. Prabhupada says, it's all right to be proud as a devotee. But being proud as a devotee without sharing what we've learned, what our experiences are in Krishna consciousness, then that is not good. We have to give Krishna to others, make others also fortunate like we do. Just imagine, just right now, maybe many of you are pure devotees. I've been seeing many years. I haven't seen many of you after many years, and you've been practicing Krishna consciousness for such a long time. You must have started to have real taste in bhakti. Like Adikarta Prabhu, distribute books all the time. Or Pushkar Prabhu. Many, many devotees here. His Holiness Prabhupada Acharya Prabhu, Jananivas Prabhu, Sundarananda Prabhu, and the Matajis, Mukhya Mataji, who's been doing this service year after year. That means we're enjoying and we have taste. Otherwise, you're doing the same thing again and again every day, but how is it that we don't get bored? The materialists, they do the same thing again and again every day, but they don't want to do it, but they are forced to do it. And they're forced to do sinful activities, even though unwillingly, because their senses are uncontrolled. They don't have focus. Their focus, actually, they don't have focus. Their attention is many-branched. Many-branched. Therefore, they are always disturbed, not content at all. So, they suffer from insomnia. Prabhupada repeatedly, insomnia. We want to have a good sleep, isn't it? But the materialist, even though whatever they want to do, they just want to have a good sleep. And Prabhupada would say here in the purport also that a little bit, because they're too tired, then some sense enjoyment will be there also. They want sex, woman, and wine. This is the materialist. They don't talk of anything practically the whole day except money and women. Mostly. Prominently. This is their subject matter. Therefore, they are unhappy. It says here, not only in this age, but formerly also, there were many sages who tried to invent their own systems of religion without reference to devotional service to the Supreme Lord. But there cannot be any religious principles without devotional service to the Lord. There is no equal or greater than the Supreme Lord. This is one of his names, Asamordha. Asamordha. No one is equal to or greater than Krishna. And so many so-called, we were listening to a class this morning about Srila Prabhupada. Somehow that class ended up in that way. There are sages who are like 400 years old, 700 years old, and they still look young. Some of them, they live in the Himalayas, and during Kumbh Mela, they will come and participate. I've been to many Kumbh Melas, and some of them I've seen, you know, really. How do you know if a person is old? Wrinkles, right, in the face. I've seen this one yogi. Oh, Krishna, he's so effulgent, but his face, the whole face is wrinkled. Real yogi, very effulgent. And so some of them, so-called yogis, some of them so-called, they propagated. In India, there's a factory of God. Every day, there's a born God. They will say, Bhagavan this, Bhagavan that, yogi here, Paramahamsa there. Srila Prabhupada, he doesn't want to be identified with them. That's why he stopped. He says, the Jagat Guru should not be addressed for him. There are so many Jagat Gurus in India, but not all of them are like Srila Prabhupada. Genuine, real Jagat Guru. He was in the Philippines, and he told Burijan Prabhu, he says, I have a desire to deliver the entire universe. No, not just the planet Earth. The entire universe. Now, I've seen one person, he was being worshipped by his disciples, and they're putting Tulsi leaf on his feet. What is this? And he's being, that person is a fool, and his followers are all fools. And he probably said, oh, okay, if you think I am God, I must be God. Okay, you worship me as you like. Now, and also he uses Prabhupada's books. He will cut and paste, but he will not say where it came from. He wanted to be in the same caliber as Prabhupada. There's a picture I saw, like an advertisement. His picture is there, and the other side is Prabhupada. And he doesn't have any connection with Prabhupada. Can you imagine that? And they have their different tilak. We're not going to mention any names here. So, we have to be very careful. Religious system can only be given by the Supreme Lord Himself. Was that dharma to saksad bhagavat pranitam? Dharma to saksad bhagavat pranitam. Only Krishna or His pure representatives can propagate Krishna consciousness. Nobody else. And then ultimately the impersonalist, Prabhupada says it, this is a big trouble. It's only troublesome. They perform so much penance and austerities for self-liberation. They want to merge into Brahma Jyoti, like the sun, the rays, actually the light coming from the sun. The sunshine is the reflection of the Brahma Jyoti, Prabhupada says. The Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence coming from the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord. That's why in the spiritual world, there's no need of sunshine or sun or moon. There's no need of electricity. Wow, that would be nice, eh? No blackout, no brownout, no generator. Like Vrindavan during summertime, because of heavy usage of ACs or air coolers or electricity, how many times during the day? I mean Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan. But in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no need of that. That's why Mother Yasoda, when the gopis would complain every day, you should take care your child, Krishna, every day he comes along with his elder brother, Balaram, to steal our yogurt and butter. Why? Mother Yasoda, is there a problem with my sweetmeats, my yogurt, my makan? There's no problem. It's just a way how they will talk about Krishna. Krishna will make arrangement, and then they will hide the yogurt and makan in a very dark room, hang them on the ceiling, and Krishna will find it. So they will say, why don't you take away their I think this is how they find from their jewels, from their ornaments. So you better take away. No. There is some effulgence coming from Lord Krishna. There's some effulgence coming from Krishna. So, the impersonalists, they want to merge with the Brahma Jyoti. For them, this is the dream come true. This is their aspiration, to be one with Krishna. But because over there is no activity. When you don't do anything, you feel bored, right? Yeah? You cannot sleep the whole day. It'll be boring. You want to do something. So they come down again. As Prabhupada used the word, they, even so-called liberated persons, or as from the purport, they fall down into the material existence. Now they start. They have to start from scratch. And ultimately, if they're fortunate, they will meet a devotee. They will take up to Krishna consciousness. And this is the only way how we can be happy. There is no shortcut in attaining happiness. There is no easy way out to be happy. We have to perform austerities. We have to follow what's been chalked out by the previous acharyas and what Srila Prabhupada has told us to do. There is no more you cannot subtract from what Prabhupada said. For the next 10,000 years, many acharyas will come in our disciplic succession under Prabhupada. But no one can be greater than Prabhupada, and no one can make an adjustment. Because acharyas, they can make adjustments according to time, place, and circumstances. It's not possible now. You know, other spiritual institution, they made it only 4 rounds now to chant. And sometimes, if you have the time to chant, then you chant. Is that possible? Then one will fall into Maya. One will fall into Maya. Hare Krishna. So I stop here. Any question or comment? Yes, please.
In the verse, it talks about superhuman power that prevents sleep.
Yeah.
What is that superhuman power?
Let's go back again. Yeah. It says, okay, where is it now? Text 10. They are frustrated in all their various plans by supernatural power. Supernatural power.
The purport says superhuman.
Supernatural, superhuman. Let me go back to that. Oh, yes. Because they suffer from insomnia, sometimes they feel sleepy in the morning for lack of sufficient rest. That's why they have to take caffeine, coffee or tea. By the arrangement of supernatural power, even the great scientists and thinkers of the world suffer frustration of their various plans and thus rot in the material world birth after birth. Let me go back and see where I can find that one. Superpower, superhuman. Yeah, we read it. Cannot trace it, man. Cannot trace it immediately. What's your question again?
I want to know what that's.
There is still. Yeah,
it's what keeps you awake. So that doesn't seem supernatural at all.
Well, superhuman could be materially superhuman. Srila Prabhupada is superhuman also. But again, there is a superhuman like materialist, like Nobel. You know who's Nobel? You know there's a Nobel Peace Prize. He was the one who invented dynamite. Superhuman. But, yeah, above human. The way they think, their thoughts. But he created, like, Oppenheimer. It was like the best movie recently, or best actor. You've heard, of course, we don't watch movies. But there is this movie, Oppenheimer, who invented atomic bomb. So this Nobel Peace Prize actually is given to those who contributed for great works. So some of the great leaders, so-called leaders in the society, they're like almost superhuman. But at the same time, they cannot sleep because of thinking too much. Yeah? Say, you know, like the president of the United States is like a superhuman amongst the general citizens of the United States. They cannot eat properly, their sleep is, they're practically deprived. And they take 1/6 of the karma of the entire country. according to Srimad Bhagavatam. So just imagine that. Whatever goes on in America, either he takes the credit piously or impiously. So it's a big responsibility, but you have to pay the price also. They take caffeine, or for them to be awake in the morning and then to sleep, they have to take sleeping pills to be able to sleep. But they're superhuman. They think, they project for the welfare. But if he's really, I'm sorry, you know, any leaders of the country, if they think for the welfare of the country, they should be also be applauded, be praised. But he cannot please everyone unless Krishna is the center. Make the country Krishna conscious, God conscious, then everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. Is that okay? Superhuman? We're all superhumans here, are we? In a sense.
If you say so.
Some of us wake up at 2:30 in the morning. If you tell that to a materialist, it's what?
Well,
what do you do?
Krishna giving knowledge, memory, and forgetfulness.
Yeah.
And they can't forget.
That's right.
Krishna's keeping them on target with their mundane
yeah.
activities.
Yeah.
So that's definitely
okay. One more. One more point. Thank you for being
here. Maharaj. So there are sages and the great sages.
Yeah.
I think the great sages are part of the universal administration. But
Srila Prabhupada, some of them are not like that. Like Durvasa Muni.
So when Srila Prabhupada mentioned there, some of them like concoct their own philosophy.
Yeah.
Those are sages in general, right? I mean, like
sage means a sadhu. Mayavadi can be a sadhu also. Sadhu free from material attachments. But they don't do bhakti. They don't do bhakti. They have their own philosophy. They have their own doctrines. It's a sage. Muni, like in Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear the word Muni, that means yogi. Like Narad Muni, Agastya Muni, Pulastya Muni, Angira Muni. But Durvasa Muni, sometimes he gets into trouble. Huh?
Exceptional.
Now, there's a story in Vrindavan. Durvasa Muni, he has an ashram there also, where the gopis will try to pacify him. So they have to cross the river. So they have to say that Krishna is an eternally brahmachari. But is he eternally a brahmachari? No. At the same time, yes. He has many girlfriends. So, there are some sages which are actually not performing bhakti. That is the missing link. Sadhus. There are sadhus. You go to Haridwar, or Kurukshetra, they're all lined up. Even in Vrindavan, I see them going this way in the morning, and in the afternoon, I see them going this way. You know what they're looking for? Prasadam, or free garam chai. They're just like hunting the whole day long. First time, practically, I came to Vrindavan, I took this. Of course, first time I came with Girijara Bhapabhu. But I pray to Krishna Balaram to come to Vrindavan every year. So one time from Chatikara, in those days there are no rickshaws, even cycle rickshaw. You know, in those days they have tongas, you know, horse carriage. So I jumped in one of the horse carriages And there is this one sadhu. He's wearing saffron. And he told me, you know, there is no Krishna. What? You know, there is a very popular in YouTube, I'm going to say it here. It's okay, I don't mind. Sadguru. He never read Bhagavad Gita. He never read Bhagavatam. And he talks about what? He talks about Krishna also sometimes. So how what is that? And Sadguru, what's the meaning of Sadguru? Universal also, isn't it? So how can he be a guru?
I recently made a comment about him. I said, it's sad that it's sad that this man doesn't know the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita and he's preaching.
Yeah, he's like the guru of practically millions of people. That's not guru. Guru means one who cuts your material attachment. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ke. Tai go shitana premanandi hari hari bol. Hari om tat sat.
Thank you.
Thank you.